present, Marlis, our caretaker, is present, and then we have Rob and Aaron remote. Oh, and Chanel is on as well. Do we have any citizens' comments? Not in public, not online. We do have 7 minutes for correction, December 15th, 2021. Anybody got any comments for the minutes of December 15th? We will take those approved as presented. New business, admin 2022-01 budget report for December 2021.
Yeah, revenues continue to outpace expectations. Rob, I don't know if you had the ballpark figures off the top of your head for where the sales tax figures were compared to our 10% off the top of your head.
Oh, right now, I think we're looking at almost 20% growth from last year. So I think we transfer right now $175,000 in capital, you know, which exceeds our initial benchmarks that we talked about with the sales tax memo, I think, last meeting.
Yep. So the income tax proceeds, I believe we get, did we get our first month of the new census figures recently, or was it like the second or third?
Oh, we did. They started in December.
Okay. So we saw the population jump there. And then we are starting to see use tax, which was previously where some of our online sales taxes had been reported. That's starting to get clawed back a little bit. Those are still above historical norms as far as like the ramp up prior to all those online sales tax changes. And we're talking about a clawback of like $5,000 or $10,000 per month from what happened last year, which is way more than eclipsed by our sales tax figures. So all in all, still very positive news on the revenue front.
Very good. Anybody have any questions on the budget report for December? That's informational. Thank you very much. Item 2, admin 2022-02, treasurer's report for December 2021.
So the beginning balance of $14,992,729. Year-to-date revenues of $38,629,017. Year-to-date expenses of $26,037,453. For a projected ending fund balance of $27,584,293. Or I'll go ahead and email you the reports they have.
Anybody have any questions on the treasurer's report for December? Any issues moving that to the city council consent? Thank you very much. Number 3, admin 2022-03, cash statements for October 2021.
It's informational, as always. The first page is the listing of the funds and all the cash balances in those funds. And the second page is a listing of our investments comprised of CD.
Any questions on the cash statements?
No. Nope.
All looks good as typical. It's informational as Rob did note. Next item, admin 2022-04 website report for December 2021. Aaron?
Attached is the website report in the packet. This month was the first month we used Google Analytics as opposed to the Qwik that we used to use for Civic Plus. So the one thing that did change was I did not connect the top 5 pages visited. I just connected the top 5 downloads in the reference center to the footnotes. But it was easy to work with. I think I'm willing to use this moving forward. It does track a lot of different things, and we can see a lot of different trends, which I can bring in to some of the future reports.
That's good. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the website report? Thank you very much. All right, that's informational for us. Next item, admin 2022-05, quarterly vehicle replacement chart.
Yeah, Rob's got a nice quarterly report in the packet there, listing out mileage and usage for each one of the departments. And then again, this is the tool that we use to kind of track replacement values and schedules when we do our budget proposals.
And over the past year, there have been several updates to it, and there are some pending updates, assuming we get certain vehicles.
Yes.
Anybody have any questions on this? This is good tracking tool as we're moving forward with Black Statues, very core science for all departments. That's informational. Next item we have is our admin 2022-06 utility rates. So I'm going to pack it on this one.
Yep, these are basically the rates that were part of the Groot approval. Additionally, this carries forward our rates to residents, which for most of the garbage accounts are going to be 100% of whatever Groot charges us. But we do propose to continue forward the senior discount, which I believe is a 20% subsidy, and then the senior circuit breaker, so need-based. At 50% of whatever the garbage cost is, we would charge the residents. So so that is an annually budgeted subsidy and discount program. The one thing I wanted to make everybody aware as it relates to this is per the comments and the contract that was approved by Groot, the 96-gallon cans are 20 cents more per can or per month than the 65 gallons are. And the 33-gallon cans, while they will be available to anybody for use if they want to, will be charged at the 65-gallon rate for non-senior customers. So seniors will continue to get that discount, which actually comes to us because we in turn charge a different price to the residents. But we wanted to make you aware of that just so we didn't have people questioning it afterwards. So there are about 100 people out of 6,700 citywide that have a 33-gallon can right now, and about half of those are seniors. So we have about 50 people who will be faced with the choice of either taking the 65 or the 33, basically the 65 price.
Are these all going to be put up on the website for people to view?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Obviously, these were based on our contract before.
How much time is Groot going to give people to make a decision once they start?
We are working through that now in that we're trying to decide what the exact default choice will be because we actually have conflicting information and we don't have exact can counts on 65 and 95 because they've been the same price. And so people have called the haulers directly and gotten the 95. They've called us. We've called the haulers and we don't keep track of that. We just know whether it's 65 and 95. And so, you know, based on our own internal information, we figured that it was, you know, a few hundred people, you know, out of 6,700 that had the 96. But we've heard conflicting reports from Groot's own field surveys of the subdivisions that a lot of people have upgraded to the 96 or have been given the 96 when things have, you know, people have moved in or something as a default. So we're trying to work through that now. But my guess is we'll know that within a week or two. We'll probably communicate it, you know, what the default choice is, and then, you know, give people some time to email or call in to change it.
Yeah, what's going to happen with the old?
Go ahead.
Those should be picked up on the last week of service in April. So we anticipate right now that the Groot cans will probably be dropped off the middle of April. So two or three weeks early from the new thing, but then people can continue to use the waste management cans through the end of April.
That's part of it, making sure we know which service provider cans to use. And
yeah.
Sure, if you use the wrong cans, you can still put them out.
Yeah, they'll still
it's going to get picked
yep.
up. They're not going to just say, no,
yep.
our can's not garbage, but
yep.
what we don't want to have certainty is a gap of they pick them up,
yep.
and we don't have any cans in place.
Yep.
So that'd be an absolute. I'm very much more in favor of making certain that we have the choice to select the cans before they do the delivery.
Okay.
I think it just makes it a little easier, probably for our carrier.
Oh, definitely.
To, you know, when they're dropping them at
yep.
once instead of dropping them, they come back and pick them up. And I think we did talk about this. If you do the recycle at the large, it's still the same. There's no,
mm-hmm.
since they get the benefit of revenue from it.
Yep.
Like I have a 96, so
yep.
that's, if people want it, we just want to make sure that we get that option out there, so.
Yep.
Anybody have any questions? I mean, these are pretty straightforward. The contract's already been authorized, so. All right, this is then going to move on to City Council. Anybody object to doing this one on consent? As the rates are already approved
right
now.
Right first,
yeah. All right, we'll move that to consent.
This week.
Sounds good, thank you. Next item, admin 2022-07 audit
Okay, Rob's got a nice memo in the packet, along with the bids in there. The low bidder was Lauterbach and Amon, who we've used for the past 10 years. We are fine with them in general. We wouldn't recommend necessarily to move away from them per se. But, you know, over the years, we've had different conversations with different boards, different mayors, just saying, you know, sometimes after the fact, when something goes wrong, you know, you look at things a little differently. And so one of the things we've always talked about is just, you know, what is the right amount of time to keep an auditor? And so, you know, we've said that, you know, that provides a little bit of defensibility in case things go wrong. And at best, it might provide a different set of eyes. It might catch something different, prevent it from getting worse, you know, before it gets better. So I don't know that that's worth $5,000 or $10,000 a year, which is what the difference is between the low bidder and the medium bidder is. But we wanted to at least raise it with City Council to make sure that you were okay with renewing with Lauterbach, given their, you know, their history with us and the amount of time that they've spent with us. So both of the other firms are great. We would be fine with either one of those if you guys wanted to change just to change. But the staff recommendation is Lauterbach is the low bidder. They've done, we think, a good job, and they've already said that they would switch out their entire team if need be. Definitely a new partner, and they said that they'd be willing to swap out all the people below them, too, if we wanted to.
I definitely wouldn't want to spend money just to spend money. I feel that Lauterbach has been a good firm for us. They've done well with us. Our staff works very well with them. I know Rob is very appreciative of how well they work together. So, to change doesn't make sense unless there's truly a substantial reason. I don't see a flaw in keeping them if they're changing the partner and if they're going to change staff as well. Any other thoughts on this one?
Historically, how long has the city kept auditing agencies?
You know, I didn't go back and pull any of that data specifically. I know before Lauterbach we had was it Wolf, Rob? And then they turned into Sickich for probably 5 or 10 years. And then before that, I think we had a local firm that we used for probably 5 or 10 years. And those changes, from what I can remember, were all related to changes in administration and staff and doing bidding as opposed to, you know, like a reason to change.
I know Rob's comfortable with it. They do a good job. The reports are always easy to read.
The dollars are what they are. Doesn't make any sense to change. Everything is good the way it is now.
So this one will be moved forward to council for approval. So
yes.
We'll just put that on the admin agenda. Any objections to that one? All right, simple round. And then, anybody have any additional business? Well, then at 6:15, we can adjourn. It's not a time-minute meeting, but pretty good.
Good. Yep.
Does Group offer a discount? A recycled discount for